Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have J.D. Mangrum joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Well, hello, my friend.
What's up, friend? How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing amazing this morning.
Glad to hear it.
Kennedy, do you want to tell everybody how we know JD?
Well, JD is the man who put together your church. And the and between the two of you, your church has gone from four folks in a parking lot to a beautiful church. No! I saw you baptized in a parking lot. It was magic.
Jesus is everywhere, man.
Thank you, Dan. You don't need... It's nice four face. Walls you don't need, but your church now is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. And through the years, JD has always been there with a kind word for me, whether I knew I needed it or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful.
Well, that's really kind. I love you guys and big fan of your show for years. And I tolerate Carson every Sunday morning at 10:15 for an hour. So,
So JD is celebrating a pretty cool but interesting milestone. As of yesterday, my friend JD, who is the pastor of Christ Church Charlestown, has played catch with a baseball and a glove with another person for 1,000 straight days. And why?
That's a good starting point.
Nice. I was waiting. It was an awkward pause there. Yeah, honestly, 3 years ago, I guess, we were in the process, like with our church, of just a busy season. And my wife looked at me. My boys at the time were about 13 and 10. She said, look, I know you are grinding and I appreciate it, but our boys need more from you right now than they're getting. And so every day I would just come home from work and throw a baseball with them for 5-10 minutes and just, what was the high point of your day? What was the low point of your day? And didn't set out to throw every day, honestly. It just set out to connect with my boys. But then started realizing as a pastor, most of the meetings I do are either, you know, have a coffee or have a meal and bring in two baseball gloves and throw in with a neighbor or another pastor or a friend became an easier way to connect with somebody even than sharing a coffee or a meal. And so you just start putting it together and 1,000 days later, here we are, thunderstorms and nor'easters and other countries and everything else. We're always carrying our gloves and step out to have a throw at some point.
Yeah, January can't be fun for this.
Yeah, you know, I think Noah, my oldest, is the one who gets assigned the bad weather days. And we've definitely thrown in 0-degree weather once or twice, threw in a really bad thunderstorm, lightning storm one time. So, yeah.
Do you ever just grab a stranger off the street and be like, hey, I need a catch partner for today?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Yeah, you know, the funniest one, I was sitting in an airport in D.C. flying to Chattanooga, but I got a delay. And I was going to meet with a guy in Chattanooga to throw, but I realized the delay wasn't going to allow it to happen. So I just had to go up to a random guy in the Reagan airport and go, I know this this is really weird, but you look like I can ask you this. And so I stood there and threw baseball with this guy in Reagan Airport, I think, one day earlier this year. And that was a real gift. Sometimes it is complete strangers.
To piggyback on that, after doing this for 1,000 days with a myriad of different people, is there anything you've learned or taken away about yourself or about other people from this?
Yeah, I love that question. I actually got that asked that last night. We had about 30 different people come by our house and throw with me. And so that was one of the questions. You know, like, I think a good life connects with God and connects with people. So every day I get up and read my Bible for a couple of minutes, and every day I have a catch with somebody. Sometimes it's somebody I know, sometimes it's somebody I don't know as well. But I think, like, the thing I've learned is life's about relationships. If you don't have those horizontal connections with people, I think that you're poorer in a sense for it. So I feel like I'm the richest man in Boston today because I got to do that last night and get to throw these baseballs with people and just connect with folks.
So is that it? Is it over? Was yesterday 1,000 and you're done?
Again, another question. Like on day 500, which was New Year's Day a year and a half ago, I was prepared to hang it up. And Noah said, Dad, like, we're not doing it. So the day until we graduate high school or move out, we're going to throw with you. And so, no, not hanging it up, man. Just keep going.
I feel like this has to be a Guinness record of some sort. Do you know of anybody else in the country that has played catch with a baseball for 1,000 days straight?
There's a guy named Ethan Bryan in Springfield, Missouri, who wrote a book called A Year of Playing Catch. And I'd read it a month or two before I started throwing my boys. And that kind of was probably what turned me onto it. And he's introduced me to this group of people all over the country and maybe the world who do these catches every day. There's a guy, I think, in Atlanta who's about a year ahead of me. I think he's done it 1,300-something or 1,500-something days in a row.
There's secret Facebook groups of people playing catch, Dan.
There literally is a secret Facebook group of people doing this.
What an incredible memory your sons are going to have to carry with them for the rest of their life of doing this with you growing up.
Dude, Dan, thanks for saying that. Like, honestly, my dad was not in the picture. He had a lot of things that were going on in his life, a lot of demons that haunted him for a lot of years. And so I definitely am not the perfect dad at all. I've got a million things right. But my kids will know that every day at 5 o'clock when I came home from work, I threw a baseball with them in their middle school and high school years. And I think that's pretty good.
That's awesome, JD.
Thank you for sharing
so much. So,
man, thank you, guys.
JD, who is the pastor for Christ Church Charlestown, which I hear there is an electric guitar player in that worship group at Christ Church that is just delivering the word of God through his fingers.
He's there, all right.
Faith-melting guitar solos for the Lord.
Yes. Well, JD, you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Thankful for you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, JD.
See you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.